Hello, Internet. My name is Jonathan Cook.
And I'm Matt Noble.
And in this week's Screen Verdict podcast, we're going to be doing a Game of Thrones commentary.
Yes, we're going to be commentating on the first episode of the fourth season of Game of Thrones. We did it last year, and pretty much all you need to do, you want to get straight to it. So line up Game of Thrones on your iPad, your iPod, your television, your laptop, whatever. No judgments here where you're getting your Game of Thrones. Line it up to the beginning, and we will tell you when to press play. When you press play, then just listen to us talk you through the episode. We'll be commentating play by play, move by move, player by player. It's going to be pretty exciting.
Yes. Why wait 6 months for the DVD commentary when you can get the Screen Verdict commentary on the season four opener right now?
Yes. Okay, so we're going to start from the previously on title card. Previously on Game of Thrones, that's where our listeners should line it up to.
Yeah. And we'll count you in. 3, 2, 1, play.
Okay, so I think we're at the beginning.
That wasn't play. That was just an example of how
Don't go back. Go back. Okay.
All right. We're going to count you in. 3, 2, 1, play.
Okay. Previously on the Game of Thrones. Okay. So the Tyrells are finding out about Joffrey. Not a good guy.
Yeah. They're not too concerned, though.
Yeah. And now we're seeing some stuff of Joffrey being a bit of a douchebag.
Yeah. Like, I thought this guy did well to get in the previously on.
Yeah. Yes, very much so. Well, of all the things Joffrey's done, that's probably been the worst. Okay. Now Jon Snow. Oh, we don't need to care about him.
Oh, this Nikolai.
Captured. Loses a hand. That's not good. And he's back. Then we've got Daenerys. She gets some dragons to burn that guy. That's a pretty cool moment.
We like that.
Tyrion having to marry Sansa. And then she has to marry Loras. So what's his face? Tywin causing some trouble.
Oh, Gareth from The Office.
Yeah. Oh. We're back to Jon Snow.
I forgot he died.
And now Arya. So this
also made very too.
Is that going to be
very well to make the previously
on? Is that going to be crucial? Anyway,
I feel like it may be stuff that's going to relate to this episode more than the most key moments from last.
Oh my gosh! Oh, and that was. We probably didn't talk about the Red Wedding as it was happening. But that was a big thing last season. And now Ygritte shooting him, not to kill him, surely.
Yeah.
And great job. Jon Snow's now back with his best mate, Sam. And now we're just going back to seeing some Ned Stark classic hits.
Oh.
And,
did he kill him with his own sword?
I don't know. You get blood on your sword when you cut off someone's head. And HBO. Okay. Again, a cold open. First cold open since the season premiere last season.
Whoa.
And this is a wolf skin, right? With a sword in it.
Dire wolf, probably.
A dire wolf thing. And who's got the sword? We don't know yet.
Did you have this really is play by play.
Yeah.
It's Tywin. What?
Now,
if they killed Ned with this sword in season one, why is the sword only coming back now?
I don't know. There's been a lot of other stuff going on in the Game of Thrones. Like, this has not been priority one. Now, do you think this is a good move by Tywin to melt the stone, the sword?
I think it's made of Valyrian steel. I can't really remember the importance of that, other than it's good.
Yeah. We have Game of Thrones fans switching off right now.
Yeah.
We have dropped the ball on remembering Valyrian steel. Now,
there's two things here.
Are you worried at all at the moment? Because the music I'm hearing sounds awfully Reigns of Casmere. Is this the Reigns of Casmere? I think it is. So I'm just waiting for a massacre to happen at any moment.
For those that didn't know, the wolf's fur is very flammable.
Yeah.
Be careful if you have one of those at home.
Oh, and we're off. We're off. So all we've seen so far is Tywin make a move. Arguably not a huge one.
Well, I don't know.
We'll see.
That Valyrian steel, man. I bet it's going to be important.
Mm. Let's keep an eye on these credits because it'll give us a bit of an idea of where we'll be going this season. So,
yeah, they do change.
Yeah, they change it up. Oh, yeah. Dragonstone. So Stannis is going to still be there. Dragonstoning it up. Now we're going across to Dreadfort. Do we know this place?
I don't remember Dreadfort.
Yeah. So we'll see what's happening there. Winterfell, still in ashes.
Yeah.
This is really...
producing a lot of smoke, Winterfell.
Not a game for the Starks, the Game of Thrones. It's really not going well.
Just you wait for Arya to grow up.
Well, to be honest, I think Arya's going to have a tremendous run in this game.
Here's the thing about Arya, the actress... or female actor. She can only age, like, 1 year a season.
Mm.
In the books, is there any, like, a jump forward?
I've got no idea.
Can't really be that much of a player until she's an adult, right?
Yeah, I would imagine.
There's going to be, like, 10 seasons from now.
Yeah. Meereen.
Meereen.
Although, Meereen. Then again, this is obviously some Daenerys sort of location. But when you think about it, Joffrey's a big player. He's got the throne. He can't be that much older than Arya, right?
I guess...
I think she could get the throne. I wouldn't put her age as her biggest obstacle.
He's kind of a pawn for other big players.
Mm.
But yeah.
He's an exciting pawn. Jaime Lannister. Last season lost a hand. This season lost a beard.
I was going to say lost the blondness in his hair. Hair looks darker. I'm glad they explained who was going to get the sword.
Yeah.
Right away. It wasn't this mystery, like, ooh, where's the sword going to be?
Yeah. Hmm. Ooh. This is interesting. That's a classic.
Who gets the other sword? That's what. Well, now there is a mystery.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Do you think that's classic Ned Stark? Like, just having too big a sword to be practical? Like,
love that Jaime Lannister confidence.
Hmm. I think...
I would love to see his head on a blade.
That would be great. But I feel like he'd deliver less classic moments with his head on a pike. I love the Joffrey moments. They're very good. I just feel like Jaime Lannister's hair is too short.
Hmm.
You know when you get a haircut and it takes a few days to settle in? I think he's just had the haircut.
It's a fresh cut.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Tywin doesn't like being told no.
No.
Cersei.
Yeah. Okay. He's avoiding the question there. That's your classic deflection. Do you think he should serve on the Night's Watch? Or not the Night's Watch. Do you think he should serve in the King's Court without a hand?
I think he's useful. He could be more useful elsewhere.
Yeah.
But it's not like he's doing something against the family. He's relatively honourable.
Yeah.
Like, he's just come back from being captain. He's lost a hand. He's not really supposed to be making, like, the best decisions.
Tyrion. Now, I'd keep my eye on this Tyrion guy. I think he's going to go far in the game.
It looked like things were going well for him in season two, and then he just got shafted.
Yeah, but I feel like you have a fall, you're only setting yourself up for a rise.
Who are these people? The Dornish? Do we know them?
Oh, no, this is where we're going to get crucified by Game of Thrones fans.
Don't ask questions like that, Jonathan.
They're the Martells, aren't they? This is where I've really put my foot in it, perhaps. Yeah, you said Martell.
You did. Think,
yeah, there we go. Point to me. To be fair to us, these are new characters.
Yeah.
And I'm getting the sense they don't love the Lannisters.
Hmm. I'm also surprised we haven't seen any breasts yet.
Yeah, this is interesting. I want to time how much nudity there is, because I've got some friends at church that just like refer to this as practically a pornography, and I feel like they're overhyping just how much nudity is in this show. I feel like we're going to see like under 5 minutes.
Well, there's a lot of intro, there's a lot of story to this porno, if that's the case.
Yes.
Master of Coin. It's a good title, that.
Everyone's a something of something, right? Like a verb of a noun.
Is this face. Oberyn? I don't think he wants Oberyn to attend in his stead.
Can you do that for weddings? Can you transfer invitations?
Yeah. Sorry, Jake, can't make it, but I'm going to send Matt instead.
Yeah. He loves wedding food. He loves three-course meals. So,
I like this guy.
Yeah. Oh, these guys are great. This team of three, I feel like they're not doing as well as they could with the Lannisters as they could with one of the other houses, right? They need to be getting across that narrow sea to team up with Danny ASAP.
No, here we go.
Here we go. I'll get the storage out.
So, I'm sure he's just picking a secretary.
Is this the
based off their resumes?
Yeah.
It's a good couples activity, isn't it?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, the Frank Underwood rule of the couple that cheats together stays together. This, I guess, is the problem with going with your wife to pick a threesome partner. You might have different preferences. Like, he liked that one, but she doesn't want that one.
I feel like the wife would get preference.
Yes, I would think so. She's picked a flexible one.
Is that? I imagine that would be key in a threesome. A lot of unusual angles going on in the threesome.
You've got more room to move. So. It doesn't seem like they're on a budget. Why not just the two others?
Well, wild card.
Yeah.
You thought this was a threesome.
Oh, you can tell this guy's going to be shaking up the game.
He's keen.
He's pulling some moves left and right here.
It's direct.
Mm. Oh, very forward. He's the top.
Right? I'll have to check in with Mac and Dennis. That seems likely.
I wonder if Oberyn will like Loras. Could meet up with Sir Loras.
Mm. Seems like he doesn't like this song.
Okay. Is this still... This is a brothel, right?
I believe so.
Why are those guys with girls... Why? And I'm not complaining, but why do those girls still have their clothes on?
Part of the experience, I guess. Wining and dining.
Hmm. Ooh. Okay. Okay. Okay, so the Lannisters don't love the Dornishmen.
He thinks everyone hates Lannisters.
Yeah.
I don't think he liked that olive oil remark.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the goat that offended him.
Yeah. I think this is a world where you've got to have huge balls to say anything slightly offensive to anyone important. There seems to be very little accountability for important people in this world.
Especially someone that's clearly a badass. Yes.
Oh man, that's not good.
This dude's hectic.
Just up in the tally of people in King's Court with one hand. Like... Okay. Tyrion's role here is to not escalate the situation. Yeah. Is to... Let's see.
He's well-schooled in diplomacy.
Yeah.
He knows his Tywin lineage.
Yeah. It's a pretty good line.
I'm telling you, I like this guy.
This guy is... this guy...
And you can tell that this open dude is the kind of guy that would have liked that response.
Yeah.
He's a better diplomat than Tyrion.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty high on Oberyn, actually, at the moment. But, like, he's doing some big things. He's shaking it up.
Yeah, I was kind of questioning, like, where does this guy come from? He's just come out of nowhere, season 4. But I'm liking him. I'm glad they've introduced him.
Yeah. And we've got a new family in the mix. And I think just putting more pawns... Not pawns, sorry. This guy isn't a pawn. But putting more players in King's Landing is going to be exciting.
Yeah, well, we lost a lot of players last season.
Yeah, but most of the players we lost last season were from the boring parts of the game, right? Like, they know what they're doing. Like we lost...
Out with the boring, out with the dude stabbing people first 5 minutes into episode 1.
Yeah. Yeah. Rob Stark wouldn't have done that, right? Like, there's no way.
He'd be like, hey, the Starks are a great clan. Don't talk about Winterfell like that.
Yeah.
Hey, this is when you're made to feel apologetic for something that you didn't do.
Yeah. It's not going to be good.
Took her to the fair.
Yeah.
Lowered her insurance.
Yeah. By great sword, he means a literal sword.
I believe so.
Okay. So about like rape and sword that close, it's a bit hard where, like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be complimentary about the dude's sword.
Yes.
In that context. Yes.
So, he's obviously... So, it's interesting. So, he had some issues with the Targaryens, but also the Lannisters.
Mm.
Right? Like... And here we go.
The dragons.
Daenerys. Like, just...
This is what
this is great.
Yeah. Oh, damn, there's a pretty big dragon.
It's growing.
That's... That might not be quite fully grown, but that's now a serious dragon.
As much as I love the dragon, I think the best pet to pat, like, it wouldn't be very soft and fluffy.
It wouldn't be fluffy. It might be smooth. Snakes are surprisingly nice to...
Okay, okay. Yeah.
They're not slimy or rough.
Mm. Oh, look at this.
Oh, shit. Go. Oh, no.
It's like, great, great job, dragons. Now go get another, like, 500 of those for, like, the hundreds of thousands of people that have just joined Team Daenerys.
Whoa. Dragon just snapped at Daenerys.
Back off, man. That's your mum.
They look good.
They do look good. Yeah.
Oh, this guy speaks in nothing but lame cliches.
Yeah, and he says everything like it's the most important thing anyone's ever said. Like, but I love him. I want to hear more from Jorah. So the dragons hopefully are just in a bit of an adolescent stage at the moment. They're just testing boundaries.
Angsty
yeah,
dragons.
Yeah.
Gambling. Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
She's not happy.
At the moment, I think, like, are they, like, is there a, like, casino nearby? Yeah. Like, is there a racetrack? Like, what's going on here? Like, yeah.
It's a good army.
It's a solid army.
It's actually a long work for Daenerys.
Yeah. They love her. I love the smug sort of smile, like, yeah, I'm pretty great. Like...
Oh, snap.
Do you notice any, that. Do you notice anything different about this guy this season?
I was going to bring this up.
Yeah.
Who is this guy? Is he a different actor? Because there was that kind of sleazy guy that...
Yeah, he's the actor of the sleazy guy.
It's not the same.
New guy. Actor, sorry, yeah. New actor.
Where'd the old actor go?
I don't know what
happened. Who doesn't want to be on Game of Thrones?
Maybe they didn't want him. Maybe they hadn't read book 4 or whatever. They hadn't realised how big a role this character plays. And... Now
he was too sleazy.
Yeah. We'll get back to him later, but now we're with Sansa.
Look, I'll be honest, not looking forward to Sansa's storyline this season. She's very mopey. Yeah. I feel like most of her family being slaughtered is not going to help in that regard.
Yeah.
Just eat.
See,
like, I don't really want to watch Sansa not wanting to eat. That's yeah. Like entertaining television.
Especially when I sort of wouldn't mind eating now. And that food looks pretty good. Like, yeah, like last... A year ago, she was playing that fun game, guessing who was in the ships. Now, oh, she is not pleased.
Why does Sansa hate Tyrion so much?
Well, he's from a family that slaughtered hers. Like,
but look how understanding he's being.
He's pretty great. He's being pretty great here. Do you think, like, Tyrion should then go, look, there are some people in Africa who don't even have a canopy to stare at night. Count your blessings.
How is she hearing these rumors? How did they get back to all the way to Sansa?
I've got a suspect. I'm putting money on King Joffrey, making sure she finds out as much as possible about the death of her family. I feel like he's probably knocking. Hey, Sansa, did you hear what they did with his head? Hear what they did with the wolf head? I think clever of Tyrion just slipping in, hey, someone in your family wanted to kill me.
And I still liked her.
I still liked her, yeah.
I never wanted to kill you. Why don't you like me?
Yeah. It's sort of weird he's her husband, but he's sort of stepping into a bit of a father role for her, isn't he? Like a protective sort of, this is a safe environment.
Yes. Probably the case when like a 40-year-old marries a 14-year-old.
Okay. I think the Sansa, what I want to see Sansa do here is like, screw them. Let's shake up the game. Tyrion, are you on board? Let's make some big moves.
Mm.
I don't think that's where Sansa's going from. See, she's been angry at him over all this whole Sansa thing. And now I think she's at the point where she's getting a little worried. Like, she's now coming across as a bit desperate.
Yeah. I feel like this has clearly been out of his control.
Yeah. What do you think he should do with Shay?
Have sex with her.
Really? I think maybe just forget about her, move on to the marriage. Like, clearly she's a distraction that isn't going to be helpful.
Well, if he's in love with her, he's been telling her he's in love with her for, like, 2 seasons.
Yeah, but now she's coming a bit clingy. Like, I don't know. I'm not really enjoying the scenes with Shay.
I feel like season one Tyrion would not have turned that down.
No.
This is your answer.
Yeah. Do you reckon he was trying to get away with not answering that, though?
No, I think he just honestly thought it was a stupid question.
Don't you usually, if someone accuses you of something that isn't true, you deny it straight away, though?
I don't know. Maybe it's just to prove a point.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a stupid question. Well, it's not an answer. Fine. No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like she, even though she's not being entertaining, she's sort of in the right.
Yeah.
Like, at first she wasn't very understanding that it was out of his control, but, like, at that point, you know, just do it, man.
Yeah. Do you reckon he slept with her since he's gotten married?
I don't know. Some big hand. Does that look like the correct size to you?
Got the same guy Buster Bluth got in the last season of Arrested Development. What do you think about the gold hand?
It feels like it's heavy.
I feel like if Jay-Z got an artificial hand, this is the hand he would get, right? Like, or Jay-Z, sorry.
A pimp hand.
Yeah, I feel like this is your classic R&B hip-hop hand.
Need some weight behind it for pimp slapping people.
Yeah. Like, I think I'd go for, like, a nice varnished wooden hand.
I guess that little wave.
Yeah. He's like the queen.
I'm coming around to Jamie.
I love Jamie. I think he's great.
I always thought he was a good character, but he was a good character that I didn't like. But now I actually like him.
The haircut's my biggest issue at the moment.
See, the fact that he still likes Cersei, who's just clearly an evil person.
Yeah, that's counts against it. Yeah. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah, you hated that guy.
Yeah. She seems to be just throwing a lot of mud, some of which isn't even things she had a problem with. Do you think this season we're going to see Marjorie, Cersei, like, heat up
the rivalry there?
Yeah. I'm worried Marjorie's going to lose. I don't know why. I guess because I like Marjorie, I'm worried.
I feel like one of those two is going to die this season.
That, I think, is a good prediction. I feel like she's the worst person to argue with on this show. Like, she just says stuff that doesn't make sense.
You get, like, kidnapped, lose a hand, and yeah, you fight to break out, kill a whole bunch of people in order to come back. Not because he's that loyal to the family or the cause, but mainly because he loves Cersei, and Cersei's like, I hate you for getting captured.
Yeah. I think it's really weird. Like, you know, I hate you for getting captured. He goes, but I didn't want to be. She goes, well, how would I know that you were captured? Right? Okay, we've got these guys. Yeah, the Wildlings, Ygritte. I feel like I don't see her and Jon Snow getting back together. Right?
I could.
Could you? Really? After all betrayal? Guess you're attracted to someone, forgiveness is easier.
Well, the fact that she didn't kill him.
There's something still there.
That's a good sign. If a girl doesn't kill you, you might still have a chance.
Yeah. So that's how I live every day. At least she hasn't killed me. Oh. That guy knows what's up. He knows there's something there. He doesn't even really mind, though. He's just like, be careful.
Guess there's nothing you can do about it. Really.
This is exactly how the Walking Dead crew would get ready for the walkers.
Who are these guys?
Vins? Vins, yeah. Yeah, Vins. There's going to be a bit of tension here. A lot of tension in Game of Thrones. Not many groups of people like other groups of people, sort of what I've learned.
It's always the owl.
Yeah. Yeah. So it seems like these guys cut their faces so they get awesome scars.
They're pretty intimidating.
Yeah. Sort of like tattoos, but there's no laser removal. So, like, you're sort of stuck with that design.
The amount of people regretting tattoos in Game of Thrones, going, ah, at least I can get laser removal. These guys really went all in.
Yeah. Do you reckon this beard is sort of top five beards in Game of Thrones?
I was going to say, this guy has a great beard.
I think it could be the number one beard in Game of Thrones.
We'll see. I'll keep an eye throughout the rest of the episode. Oh, see, that would scare me, because that's not like a gun where you have to pull the trigger. Or like a sword where you have to push it forward. Like, you could accidentally let go of that arrow. It's, your arm gets tired.
As someone who's done a bit of archery in my day, your arm does get a bit tired if you hold it back for that long. It's some effort to just not shoot it.
He didn't even flinch.
No. If he did, I think people would have lost respect for him, though. I think it's a good move not to.
Oh, man. Whose arm is that? Someone from the Night's
Watch. Probably a Lannister. They're losing their hands and arms left and right.
I think he said it was a crow.
Oh, a crow. Yeah. So, now we're going back here. Jon Snow's made it back.
Yeah, let's see how he's recovered from those arrows.
I was pretty...
Yeah, fine.
Yeah. Sam, least happy guy on Game of Thrones. Him and Sansa fighting it out for biggest wet blanket award.
What happened to that girl that he liked? Did she survive?
I'll be honest, I can't remember. Just put it out there.
But he's your friend.
Is Sam just trying to relate or make Jon Snow's point sound stupid? Like going, oh, I wanted to hate Rob because he was always better than me at everything. And then Sam's like, well, by that logic, then I should want to hate you because you're better than me at everything.
Yeah, quit you with
Jon Snow. Like, was this, like, why does he just say they killed him?
Because the other people saw.
Oh, did they?
I think so. Are these four guys sort of like the Judge Judy of the Night's Watch?
I guess so. Although what's a bit weird is they never vote. Like... It's just like, whoever says the last thing, that's what happens. Why did he say that?
Honesty's the best policy, man.
I feel like...
Especially when your execution is at stake. Just...
Yeah, just...
Put it all on the table.
Is it the theory of they're already mad about the killing the guy? Just throw in all the other bad stuff he did now.
Yeah, I was going to say they can't send you to the doghouse twice. Yeah. But they could keep you in the doghouse twice as long.
Yeah. But I feel like it's probably better while they're already mad at him to tell them about Sleem of Egret rather than, like, him lie about it. Then 2 episodes later, Egret comes up going, hey, Jon Snow! Wasn't it great when we slept together? Let's do it again! That's a surprisingly good comeback from Jon Snow.
Yeah.
He's not known for his wit on the Game of Thrones.
I don't understand why they don't believe this. Like, I'm not sure how this is a setup. Just him telling them, look, there's a whole bunch of people coming. When the fire comes, all hell's going to break loose.
Yeah. I like this guy.
Yeah, I like this guy.
Yeah, he's a Targaryen.
Is he?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because he said in season one that he was a Targaryen. He has this big speech about how, like, that was his, I guess, way out, was joining the Night's Watch from getting, like, you know, killed or whatever, I think. I feel like the more I talk about the story, the more I'm going to get wrong.
I'm surprised he's not dead.
I hope he lives long enough to see Daenerys on the throne. By the way,
they're bringing the zingers.
Yeah.
Very good. This episode so far. Yeah.
Yes. More of these two, please. Some
Marjorie cleavage. That's
How much did that necklace cost that they just threw, like, into the bushes?
I'm not sure what currency they use. 200,000.
Yeah. It's like, anyone finds that, they're going to be so stoked.
I like how she says that the girl can keep the second finest. surely that just makes that girl a target. Like, yeah. What is a slave girl going to do with a $200,000 necklace?
Yeah.
Other than get murdered over it.
Yeah. Yeah. What did she say? She's like, look.
Hidden cameras, man.
Oh, okay.
Place could be bugged.
She's like, look, be careful because, you know, King Joffrey might get me a drink or two. Who knows what I'm going to tell him? Like,
absolutely singular.
Yeah. I love Diana Rigg. She's great. Okay.
I want to see more of the... I want to understand how they made that smoke monster thing.
Yeah.
Because they've kind of hinted at some kind of magic stuff in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
But not really...
Yeah. Yeah, it's really... Bizarre. Like... Yeah, Marjorie's so good at making people not feel bad. Like, she's never mad at people. She's always like, oh, no, no offense, just correcting you. Like, it's all cool. Kind of like this.
What a great statue. He's posing.
He's just thinking,
I need to pose just more
yeah.
often in day-to-day life. Like, someone will be talking to me and I'll just...
I have gotten to the... Yes. Yes. The way he points is like, I actually don't want Joffrey to get killed now. I'm finding him so entertaining on this show.
Would you rather... I'd rather see him get captured.
Yeah.
To see him brought down.
Your classic yes man. Like... I think Joffrey believes this narrative. I think he is delusional. I think he's convinced of he did save Blackwater. You know, I know people like this, if they start telling a lie and they tell it often enough that they then believe the lie they are telling. Yeah. The Smiling Knight. Like, was that like a Hello Kitty from the night? Was that his mascot or whatever? Oh, here we go. He's made the book.
Wait.
He did not have the Jaime Lannister confidence that he usually would behind a line like that. He's feeling a little emasculated at the moment.
Probably not in front of Joffrey. In general, yes.
I feel like he was a bit humbled there. I feel like he was a bit embarrassed. Here we go.
There's a lot of scenic routes that Daenerys seems to take.
She thinks best on the coast. Like, now, I remember last season, I was pretty low on whether you could trust this guy. You were pretty high on being able to trust this guy. Has a new actor changed?
I like this guy even more. He looks way more trustworthy.
I think he does look more trustworthy. He's still doing sleazy things like this. Like, I've got something very important. Some flowers for you.
But they're not flowers.
Yeah.
They're things to make a tea to cure sickness.
Yeah. But he's doing it in a sleazy way, isn't he?
No, it's clever. It's charming because he gets to give her flowers and make a good point at the same time. It's genius.
Yeah, that's a good move. pool. Is someone going to get poisoned with that at some point? I feel like when on a show you introduce a poisonous plant, it has to get used at some point.
If I just said, this is poisonous, I don't think I would then offer it to the queen.
Yeah.
Maybe it's only poisonous if you eat it.
Oh, man, if you can't trust this guy, what if he just told her the wrong thing? Like, the blue one's actually the poisonous one.
I'm sure she makes Jorah eat stuff.
Yeah, I'd definitely get Jorah on that one. Well, Grey Worm. Oh, sorry. Making a noise. I'd definitely get Jorah. I'd get Grey Worm on that. I mean, he's like, yeah, eat poisonous flowers.
I feel like he might have an abnormally strong digestive system, though. He'd probably just eat the poison.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's pretty gnarly.
Is there any chance this is Daenerys' bait? Like, we hear she can't resist helping out the underdog.
What is she trying to... Who is she trying to help?
Well, look, there's this village that are killing little girls and turning them into road signs. We've got to, like, go and, like, take them and free all the slaves from that place.
I think they were going there anyway.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe they were just going past it, but now they'll stop there.
Yeah, because...
Daenerys isn't going to stand for that.
She can't help herself. Ooh. Seems like it would have been good to have this promise in writing around about now. Exactly what was agreed to. Yeah, let's take it to Winterfell or Walter Frey's or
Where is safer than King's Landing? It's a good question.
I think. Or is King's Landing Jew?
Yeah, that's a good line.
I like that. Is King's Landing Jew a massacre or something? Like, they have been pretty safe, actually.
Yeah.
They had the bat. They're the only guys who got attacked and won, pretty much. Okay, Sansa, how long till she complains about something?
This is ominous.
Yeah. Oh my. It's a...
Brienne was right. It is dangerous for Sansa in King's Landing.
Oh no. It's a zombie. One of the
This is very Walking
down.
Dead.
Yeah. It's one of the White Walkers have gone down here. Oh, my. Do you think walking further into the woods is the move here? Or the
I'd head towards the dead end.
It's the guy from the previously on.
I did not remember that.
I didn't either.
It's not like you're ever thinking, oh, I wonder what happened to that knight that got made into the fool and was saved by Sansa.
I do like that about Game of Thrones, that they bring those people back.
I do if it was an interesting storyline to begin with.
He's this season's that guy from the Lannisters who teamed up with Daenerys. You know, that was a big reveal at the end of last season.
Oh, yeah,
This guy I'm less interested in. Okay. Well, is this magic?
This is going to cause trouble. Oh, if it's magic, that's good.
Does it give her a wish?
It's not like... she didn't say that because she wanted something else or something better.
Yeah. Yeah, here's the problem. Like,
take it. It's the only thing I can offer.
It's...
Don't want anything.
Okay. Okay, this will be interesting. If it's not magic, then what's even the point in having it? Like, she's... For all her problems, she's probably got access to jewellery.
Yeah, all that's going to do is bring up questions.
Yeah.
I feel like he is going to die as a result of that action.
Yeah. Or possibly even her. Like, I wouldn't put that past. Okay, here we go. Arya and the Hound.
We like this combo.
I fell asleep at this point when I was watching it, so I haven't seen any of this yet. So I don't know what happens. So this is my raw reaction. Are they going to be best friends? Like, I feel like they're getting there.
Have we already seen this in Wreck-It Ralph? Has this been done before?
I think we saw it in Game of Thrones with Jaime and Brienne. You just get a pair that sort of clash a bit, then you force them together and they become best friends.
As long as your code makes sense, I don't really understand that code.
What?
She's like, you're not a thief, but you're fine with killing little boys.
Yeah.
It's like, a man's got to have a code.
Yeah. So, yeah. Here we go. Oh, I thought you were about what they could eat. 5 horses, 5 men. That'll do us for lunch.
Yeah.
Oh, did he kill that little kid?
A lot of bringbacks, a lot of...
Yeah.
Remember this guy? No, of course you didn't, because it was inconsequential. But we put it in the previously on, so now you do remember them.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I don't think the hound's really going to be too emotionally affected by that story.
Yeah. Oh, that's her sword. I've got a friend who always has to name their car. I feel like that guy would hate that person. Like, oh no.
That was so out of place from the hound.
Yeah. Hello.
Convenient.
We're just lost. We're trying to find... Where is he taking Arya?
I don't know, he's going to take it. I think he's taking it.
To see Jon Snow, north of the wall? Like the Night's Watch, maybe? Just...
Yeah.
He's really the only person left for her to go to.
Who's going to pay for Arya?
Yeah. Oh, so this is like a tavern or something? Oh.
Yeah. Rustic?
Yeah, I like this. What do you reckon's on the menu? Oh, no. It's not very... Arya is not going to like this.
A good situation.
Yeah.
You can just reach for the longsword.
He's got... For someone who we don't remember very well, he seems to remember the hound quite well.
Yeah. I feel like his life is more important to him than this was. He has a better memory of it than we do.
What do you reckon's on their bar menu?
Chicken.
Chicken wing, like drumstick sort of stuff?
Deer,
yeah. The Baratheon burger. Stag, deer burgers.
It's so creepy that just like the assumption is that he's like sleeping with Arya.
It's
gross.
Yeah. Right. I just refer to like girls, like every girl's a daughter, right?
I like how he goes, he's always got them around, like more daughters. Like every time we come back, he's always got daughters.
Yeah. Maybe there's weight stuff. Like they're not all his daughters. Oh, no. Ooh. Oh, that's the king. You can't say that about
the king. Tone changer.
Unless you're a audience for Game of Thrones. I wanted to say that about the king. Right, chickens. Oh.
What about this conversation makes him think that the hound is going to be willing to negotiate?
Yeah. Oh, you won't buy the chicken? How about give us a young girl who is clearly worth more money than I would have charged? Oh, taking his bit. That's... Unless you're really close with someone, that's a big move.
I feel like that's an insult.
Yeah. There aren't many people I'd just take their drink without asking for a sip. Are they still talking about chickens, probably?
Like how the tavern owner is just like, I lose either way.
Yeah.
Whoever wins this fight, I'm still losing chickens.
If I'm the tavern order, I'm on a horse out of here. Like, Game of Thrones, you do not want to be around when this conflict's happening. Does this guy even own the chickens?
I don't think so.
Like,
Oh damn! Ooh, one down.
Okay.
Was that? I feel like he's punching too many people.
Yeah,
and not stabbing as many as he should.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go again.
Yeah. Yeah, this is...
See, why did he kick him in the back when he could have stabbed him?
Yeah.
Somebody stabbed somebody!
Oh, man.
Uh-oh. No, he doesn't have a sword.
Oh, no.
Boom.
He wasn't really using the sword when he had it, though, was he? So...
Looks like he hits hard. Oy! Oh,
that is... That would hurt.
If you're already here, do you do something?
Yeah, you get involved now. Because you can pretty much kill them both, kill one of them. Like, you've got to do it.
Oh! I feel like one was probably enough.
Yeah.
There we go, Arya.
Arya.
Get him. Dang.
This is what she's been training for since season one.
She's a ruthless.
Yeah.
Got needle back.
That's what he said when he killed that kid.
Now he's realizing it.
It's like, oh, that's from a season ago.
That was from the previously on.
Yeah.
That doesn't look fun.
Oh, man. No. That's pretty badass. Arya Stark, keep your eye on her. He got his chicken.
Got the chicken.
Did she get some chicken?
And she gets a horse.
Oh, this is good. Look, I think there's four plays in this Game of Thrones to keep your eye on. I think they're going to be making some big moves, and Arya's one of them.
Mm.
I think you got Arya, Daenerys, Tyrion, and Jon Snow. I think they're your four people. I think one of them will end up on the throne for sure at some point.
Ooh. Looks. I think Oberyn's going to be doing some.
Oh yeah, look, Marjorie and Oberyn definitely keep your
eye on and Cersei are going to go head to head.
But as far as long game goes, I think the four to look for are Arya and Daenerys and thing, because I think they're your four quintessential underdogs: the bastard, the cripple, the little girl, and the exiled.
Don't think being short makes you a cripple.
It count. It fit, like, it were. Like, it would go with it. It's to fit my theory, really. Like,
you just said being short makes you an underdog.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. That was a fairly solid season opener, I thought. Mm.
Some interesting moments. Introduced some new people. Some storylines.
Mm. Yeah, loved it.
I'm going to be watching.
I definitely am. Arya, I'd heard that Arya did something big in the end of the episode. Not quite as epic as I thought it would be.
No, because she already killed someone for the first time last season.
Yeah, and it was satisfying, but if she'd killed the Hound, that would have been a much bigger move.
Nah, she's not going to kill the Hound. Well, they like each other now.
Yeah, if she was going to kill the Hound, that would have been the episode to do it. So she's not killing the Hound. That's over. Bury the hatchet. And we're burying the hatchet with this podcast now.
Yes.
So thanks for listening. We'll be back pretty soon, I think, with some movies or TV shows or something. Girls,
Walking Dead, some movies.
Like the new Wes Anderson film, Lego movie.
Lego.
A
lot of stuff coming
Muppets.
Up.
Muppets. Yeah. So thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed this little commentary. I think it's always fun to do a commentary.
Yeah. And in about 11 weeks, we'll be doing our Game of Thrones season 4 review.
I'm pumped. I'm so pumped. Some people are going to be making some big moves this season, I feel.
Alrighty. Until then, keep watching Game of Thrones,
mm.
and we'll see you next week.
See ya.